Thank you, sir. Taking up what was said by the Ministry of the Interior, Colombia is dealing with major challenges in order to build the social order that has been affected by the conflict, in order to effectively deal with the needs of inhabitants. Also, to ensure the rule of law and non-repetition of the conflict. As regards transitional justice, we now have our integral truth and justice system working, its main plank being the rights of victims. This is made up of judicial as well as extrajudicial mechanisms, which act autonomously and independently. They have the support of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, as well as with international bodies. The judicial component is made up of a court of justice, as well as an investigation indictment unit, which is responsible for investigation, indictment, and judging those offenses occurring during the conflict. The extrajudicial component is made up of our unit to find persons deemed to have been disappeared, and they will try to identify them and also hand over them when found. And a truth commission, which will try to clarify what happened during the period, recognize the victims, and promote coexistence. To answer the concerns from delegations, it's worth pointing out that the system does not contemplate an amnesty for serious crimes, such as crimes against humanity, sexual violence, and forced displacement. In addition, the Constitutional Court established that state agents that are not security force staff will be submitted voluntarily to special jurisdiction. If not, it'll be the ordinary court, and they may even face prison sentences of up to 60 years imprisonment. The integral system has legal faculties that allows them to have access to the intelligence and counterintelligence archives. The state also has the local system justice strategy in order to increase coordination between formal justice, administrative justice, and the community itself, in order to improve interaction with ethnic groups and ensure that there is better and more effective care for sexual violence victims or gender violence victims. We've prioritized 134 municipalities, the criteria being that they are far-flung in the rural areas, there is a risk of victimization, the performance of their justice systems, and the historic presence of illegal armed groups. To date, we're working in more than 80% of these municipalities with the support of the European Union, USAID, and UNDP. This strategy complements what we call the Houses of Justice work, as well as the Centres for Citizens' Coexistence. The challenge now is the sustainability of progress made in these municipalities. As regards the criminal and penitentiary policy, in Colombia, we've had a huge change thanks to the decisions from the Constitutional Court, as well as administrative and legal measures taken. Between 2016 and 2017, we reduced prison overcrowding through the passing of two laws which rationalized pretrial detention. In addition, and bearing in mind the UN recommendations, we modified our penitentiary code, as well as the regulation governing the National Prison Institute, to change the healthcare model in prisons, to implement new measures of house arrest, and incorporate a differentiated approach in order to address the needs of the LGBT detainee population. In order to address the challenge of overcrowding, we've built more than 6,200 places, and we hope to build an extra 1,500 this year. I would now like to hand over the floor to the director for the Unit for Victims. A very good morning, everyone. The victims policy in Colombia